Oh! in Jesus' name. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 51, 9 to 16. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. And it reads thus. Awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not in that it hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea and waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and an everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness with and joy, sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou wouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy maker, that stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and I feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy, and were in the fury of thy oppressor. The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should die in the pit, nor that his bread shall fall. But I am the Lord thy God, that divided the sea, whose waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my word in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Hallelujah to God. Here is a portion of the word of God. May God add his richest blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven.
Here to
In the name of Jesus. And I say thanks. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. It's good to be in the house of God. To rejoice and to be thanks unto Him. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning we are here just for one thing, and that is to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. We bring the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah to God. Because of the Spirit of God, we are not able to do that which we should do. So today we are grateful for the Spirit of God that lives on the inside. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We greet Bishop John Williams. In Jesus' name, we greet Pastor Davis, evangelists, missionaries, ministers, hallelujah to God, musicians, saints of God who have come out to worship this morning. Hallelujah to God. Those who are watching online, believers, hallelujah to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Children, glory to God. Persons who are watching for the very first time, we greet you all in the saving name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. And we say to you, welcome to the Narrow Way Church of Jesus Christ Apostolic. Hallelujah to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Where we preach Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. And Him crucified. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We preach the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. After accepting the Lord Jesus, God will do nothing but fill you with the gift and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. So today we are grateful for you to be watching and to be sharing with us. Hallelujah to God. May God bless you richly today, and may He grant all your needs according to His riches in glory. I'm encouraging someone, continue to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the whole duty of men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This time, hallelujah, we are going to be hearing a song, bless the name of the Lord Jesus, from no other person. Hallelujah to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. We give God thanks. We magnify the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be hearing from Minister Curtis Robinson. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. Bless the name of Jesus.
We do love the Bible says, not by our works, but because of His mercy. He saved us. The Bible says, Lord, boldly before the throne of grace, that He may have mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you, Jesus. I almost let go. Because God can be, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah to God. At this time, I'm going to ask some missionaries to bring a few greetings in Jesus' name. We're going to hear from Evangelist Williams, followed by Missionary Johnson, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Those in the media land, praise God. I'm saying, praise the Lord. It's a wonderful feeling, praise the Lord, to be, hallelujah, a child of God. And to be in the house of the Lord. Another time, hallelujah. Sorry, I'm feeling good. Hallelujah. Worshiping in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. In Psalms 95, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah to God. Go ahead and lift your hands.
pity that you feel so wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Situation, he could have changed his mind and said, I don't God. Hallelujah. You all be seated in Jesus' name. I take this privilege to greet you all in the saving name of Jesus. Amen. As we are all here again, not fully in number, but as it has been regulated for us, amen, to be in the house of God. Amen. I greet you all in Jesus' name. To our dear Bishop, Bishop John Williams, to all the ministers, amen, and just about everybody, accept greetings in Jesus' name. And as for you online, amen, in your country and worldwide that is listening to us, greetings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And my prayer, as the Lord has blessed me, amen, to be an instrument, that the Lord will use me to be a blessing to you today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And without any further delay, amen, as I'm called upon, amen, to bring forth the word of God, the Lord has blessed me, amen, to look back at Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. And I just want you to bear with me while we look into the word of Jesus Christ. And also I'm going to ask Missionary Messon, amen, to be our reader. Amen. And I want you to just look on, amen, and we take our time in the word of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And now this is about a certain man that was crippled. Hallelujah. And the Lord healed him. Thank you, Jesus. So we just want to look into the word. In Jesus' name, I'm going to ask Missionary Messon to start us off by reading Acts chapter 1. And we're just going to take our time. Acts chapter 3, sorry. Amen. And we're just going to take our time and go through in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 3.
Yes.
Now Peter and John.
No! We're taking our time. Now Peter and John
went up together.
Went up together to the house.
Into the temple.
In the temple.
At the hour of prayer.
At the hour of prayer.
Being the ninth hour.
Being the ninth hour. Now if you note, Peter and John, these were two of the 12 main men that God has elected. If we go back when Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee and he saw these men, he said, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That means Jesus wanted to train them up, to taught them, to make them understand and to know what to do as a preacher. So therefore, after Jesus leave off the scene, these men were well trained men. These were men that was well taught by Jesus. These were men that knew Jesus from top to bottom and from bottom to top. Hallelujah. Because anytime a teacher stands before the students and teaches them, the students get to understand the teacher and the teacher get to understand the students. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. So therefore, Peter and John understood Jesus very clearly. Somebody praise God. And because of this, Jesus was able to depend upon them. Hallelujah. So now Jesus left off the scene and these men were to stand up for Jesus. As the song says, stand up for Jesus. You soldiers of the cross, lift I the bloodstained banner. It must not suffer loss. Somebody praise God. going in the temple, don't go any time. Go and don't go for anything. These men went into the temple for a special purpose. Hallelujah. And that special purpose was to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't go to the temple to shock nobody or to criticize nobody.
Trees. Some came in groups of twos. we started to stretch in them with an expectation. And they said, the Bible said, he started to beg and said, beg you something. Read on.
Ask and ask. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John.
But this will come. I'm getting somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking to somebody that might be discouraged. Somebody that need help. Somebody that need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Somebody that need God to walk by your side. Somebody that need a miracle. Somebody that need a deliverance. Somebody that need help. With your name, I said your name. joy. Fast your
eyes.
Up on this mat. Come on.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Look at us. Women.
Yes, sir.
You have ladies.
Bless the Lord.
You have some men that say, look at us. But women say, look at us. Listen to the word.
Amen.
What they say. Listen to what comes out of their mouth.
Amen.
Somebody praise God.
Hallelujah.
Men and women, sometimes you want a breakthrough and you got a promise. Look at the words. View the words that is coming from the mouth.
Amen.
Of the person.
Hallelujah.
Somebody praise God.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this verse.
Hallelujah. And he gave heed unto them.
And he gave heed
unto them.
Unto them.
Expect.
He expect
to receive something.
To receive something.
Out there.
He was here begging money. But Peter and John make a difference. Then he looked expecting something. But he noticed that they didn't go down in their pockets.
Hallelujah.
They didn't go down in their wallets. They didn't go down in their purse. They didn't turn around nowhere. But they were coming straight to him. And he started to look at them with an expectation. I'm telling somebody, when you're dealing with Jesus, don't turn left. Don't turn right. Don't look down. Don't look up. But focus on Jesus. Come still.
Read it again.
something better than thousands. We have something better than to be a millionaire. We have something better to be an up-top person. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name. There's a difference here. There's a difference here. With money and the name, with possession and the name, with worldly goods and the name, it's more powerful. Hallelujah. This man was begging how much years, gave how much dollar, but all of that, them still have to bring him back.
Hallelujah.
To the same spot. Somebody praise
Hallelujah.
God. Somebody praise God. Don't care the money you got, you might have to come back at the same spot, but there's a difference. What I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say in the name.
In the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus
Christ of Nazareth. Get up.
Rise up.
Jesus! Jesus.
Christ.
Christ. My name is Jesus. Jesus. Christ of Nazareth. There can be a change. There is a change. Get up.
And he took him by the right hand and
lifted him. And he took him by the right hand
and lifted him up.
No make nobody heal the left hand. Yeah. No make nobody heal the wrong hand. Yeah. Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Stop, take wrong hand.
Yes.
Take the right hand.
Yes.
Take the hand with Jesus.
Amen.
Take the hand with power. But the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you this. You say, Jacob.
You might not know. And you don't know the story well. But God promised to bless Jacob. Yes. And when Jacob had to run from his brother, and he reached in the wilderness, and he met on God. He said, I saw a ladder stretched to the top of heaven, and I saw God sitting up there, and I saw angels coming up. Angels coming up. When you wake up the next morning, say, no, I know. I thought it was a mistake. But now I know that the place where I come and dwell, God is there. He make a vow unto the Lord. He said, God, if you would bless me on my journey,
I'm around, I won't. Take it back, I won't turn around. Amen. And if you make a vow to God, listen to me, God is looking forward to your keep up to it. And the preacher around me said, Jacob said, God, if you bless me, I might journey and prosper me. Oh Lord, I make a vow to you that I, Jacob, will give a tenth of everything that will give to me. And did he do it? Yes. Praise God. Praise God. He did it. When he came back and hugged to he saw his brother, the tenth, he said, look, my brother, I've got enough for myself. Jacob said, please, my brother, take it. I can't keep it. Take it because I made a vow to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and worship. And give God glory. All right. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let me say amen. Mighty greetings to you all. Amen. Inside and outside there. Those of you watching in Jamaica and in foreign land. Let me say greetings to you all in the matchless name of Jesus. Why I can say the matchless name? Because according to the lesson that was read from Acts chapter 3, the Bible says it's the name of Jesus that Peter and John used to cause this crippled man to walk. But praise the Lord. And the preacher rightly said, the money could not cause this. A gift could not cause this. But the name of Jesus Christ caused this man to get life. That he not only get my body, but he was able to help himself after that. Praise the Lord. So I will say to you, there is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for you. Amen and amen. I'm going to preach another sermon. I'm going to do the house of God and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask God to come right in a sudden problem in your having and to heal you and to bind up him and the broken hearted and set the captive free. I praise the name of our God. Amen. And let me say to you that are and you're only looking at one to be here next week. Listen to me. Praise the memory. Only number 30 can be here. Not everybody. Alright? So, amen. We're going to talk and listen to me. You will hear what goes on there. And next week Wednesday, not this Wednesday, next week Wednesday, officially, we start back our fasting and prayer service on Wednesdays. Okay? So, you're free now. And next week Wednesday, not this Wednesday. Alright? God bless you. Alright, praise the Lord. And listen to me. I want you to be ready now because I'm going to pray. And those of you on the inside of a problem to the south, God is here to do it for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Prayer is no distant.
Amen.
Whether you're in Australia, there are only so many of you in America, Canada, no matter where you be. Listen, prayer is no distant.
Amen.
God is everywhere at the same time.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And when we talk to him and I talk to him here, he reaches you over there. Of praise the Lord. Of praise the name of our God. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to ask you whatever you have to be blessed. I know some of you have your olive oil. You have your handkerchief, you have your tongues, you have your this, you have your that. Listen, I'm going to stretch forth my hand in prayer and I'm going to bless and consecrate amen, everything that you are near to be blessed. Oh, praise the Lord. And if you're sitting beside you, amen, you got focus because God is going to raise him up and God is going to raise her up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So let me ask the congregation to stand up with me. At this time, praise the name of our God. I want to thank God for the way you use Pastor Davis to bring the word. Amen. And may the Lord thanks to bless you, sir. Amen. As a teacher, that the word of God will help us come through and come to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And listening, don't be blown away by every wind and doctrine. For you know, you got some people that love to go everywhere and take this in and take that in. Listen, stick to your church.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
God wanted to talk to you. Stick to your church.
Amen.
Don't run here and there. If you hear that amen, a man is doing this and doing that, check it out first. A woman is doing this and that, check it out first. Don't run. Because people will lead you astray.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. And may God bless you good. In Jesus' name. I'm going to pray now. Amen. For you know, I'm going to get home on time. Amen. And I want you to believe God. So don't let you have anything inside of tokenness. Amen. I want you. Hold it there in your right hand. Don't let you lie to the same thing or lay your hands on something beside you. Amen. If you have peace in your home, amen. You just turn your phone up as I pray. And God will cause peace to arrive this day in your house, in your family, in your daughter, in your son, in your husband. Praise God. In your wife. Amen. In the nephew that giving so much trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray that God heal that pain that you're feeling within your belly. I want to pray that God will turn things around in your life. That amen, that job you're seeking, you get through with it. I praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray, and you're going to know one thing for me, just believe. Just believe it with all your heart. In Jesus' name. Peter said, look at us. And the man was so focused, he looked at Peter expecting to get some money. I will say money. But Peter said, save my gold. We don't got none of that. But such as I have, give I thee. And Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ at Nazareth, rise up and walk. He hesitated a little bit, and the Bible said Peter took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and he jumped up, leaping, running all over the church. And the preacher would say, anytime God does something for you, remember the church. Don't scatter roses outside, remember your church. Some of you running your pastor, and you're here, there, everywhere, listening. What did you say? I say you run, leave your church and you are here, there, and everywhere. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Praise God. You know, sometimes you listen to the wrong doctrine. People are telling you, amen, the same God here, same God here. Yes, we agree the same God. But is it where you get it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You got to be baptized right. You got to hear the right gospel because everybody has a gospel now. And everybody has spirit in them now. And everybody doing something your own way now. Praise the Lord. Everybody preaching.
Amen.
I've never seen from a preaching in all my life. I've never seen from a prophecy in all my life. And none come to pass.
None.
You hear that? Most of what prophesying, amen, listen to me. God didn't talk to them. They don't feel like we should say this. You conceive this in your heart. Let me go with it. It can't work. God has to anoint you. God has to send you. God has to equip you. I said, listen now, go. Preach the gospel. And tell them this. Anything you prophesy and it doesn't come to pass, that's not it. You must prophesy things that will come to pass, thus said the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And if it comes to pass, you cannot wait on. But if it don't come to pass, I laugh at you. But praise God. Use the word of God. As I said to your sister, amen, please don't follow any of anybody. Stick to your church. Stick to the apostolic doctrine. Amen. Don't back off from it. Don't nobody fool you to go into this and go into that. And say the same God everywhere. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. In Jesus' name. One Lord Jesus. One faith apostolic, one baptism only in Jesus' name. God bless you. So I'm going to pray. And I'm going to bless whatever you want to be blessed. And I want the church to be ready with me now. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. Now bow your heads. Hold your thing there for consecration. Father, upon the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, before your presence I come. On behalf of each and every one of us that are inside this building, and those who are in their homes, those who are in their cars, those who are looking and watching, expecting something, upon the power of Almighty God, I pray for your people, God. I pray for save and unsaved. I pray, God, to reach out your healing hands right now and bless everything, amen, that these people have in your possession to be blessed. They can change these things from the natural to the supernatural and call the revival to be upon them. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed and be healed. I consecrate those water, those holy oil, those rags, those handkerchiefs, everything that I put forth to you right now, God. I bless them in your name. And I bless the sick folks that are lying on the bed. I bless those in the hospital. And I pray for the family who are grieving, God. In the name of Jesus, comfort them. And by the power of Almighty God, heal the church. Heal the nation. Heal the universe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bring back those who are falling. Lift up the fallen. Rescue the perishing, God. Care for the dying. Because you're merciful, God. And you alone will save. Upon the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, God, that you reach forth now and bless the church, bless the ministers, bless the congregation, bless the musicians, bless every one of us. All of us together. And remember your people everywhere. Don't run far and run right now. Amen. Remember them, God. Open a way for them. Bless them going out. Bless them coming in. At their work, protect them, guide them. Amen. And see, Lord God, even those bosses, amen, what's going to push your people around. Oh God, humble them, we pray. Humble them, God, and cause them to know that we are all one person. We are equal in thee. And Father, we pray that you're about to leave your house to go home to assemble all of our board. We pray that you'll go with us. Thank you for just everything thus far. Thy will be done, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for blessing on every side. Amen. But the most sanctified sinner, bless our homes, bless our business, and prosper us on every side. We give the glory and say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Jesus' sake, amen, shalom, and amen. To the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. All right. At this time, I want to say thank you all, viewers. I want to say thank you, amen, for viewing and sharing with other people. Thank you. And next week, all being well, we'll be here to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. The peace of God be with you always. In Jesus' name. At this time, I'm going to lift our right hand for the benediction. The glory of God. Amen. Nakushanda. Now may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit accompany us. Rest for me and abide us all. Now and forevermore. All praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord,
everybody. God bless you all in Jesus' name. I will be done in Jesus' name.